Okay, being that this is part two, I just want to remind everybody what it is that we're talking about and get right back into the groove. We're speaking about Yishmael, and we're speaking about his mother, Hagar. Two very interesting people. Yishmael, Hagar. I would say that these two people are very important in our own lives because although they're not our ancestry, per se, but we know that the whole Islam movement believes that they're following Yishmael. There is a nation that is meant to come out of Yishmael with 12 tribes. And I just saw language today in the works of Rav Hirsch, Rav Samson Raphael Hirsch, where he calls Hagar the matriarch of the Yishmael people. So they also have Imahos, the Mama Hagar. It's interesting. So it's not going to work. Okay, so please, at the end of Chaye Sarah, let's just go over this again. We'll start with the death of Yishmael, move to his birth, but more important, his place in Chumash, in history, in our lives. The end of Chaye Sarah, which is chapter Chaf Hei, Pasuk Yud Beis, 25:12, Be'ela Toldos Yishmael ben Avraham, Asher Yolda Hagar Hamitzris, Shivchas Sarah La'Avraham. These are the generations or the descendants of Yishmael, who was the son of Avraham, who was born to a mother Hagar, who was an Egyptian. We pointed out last week, not just an Egyptian, but the daughter of the Paro, Hagar was. Bishmosam L'Toldosam. Here are their names. Here is their generations. Bechor Yishmael, Nevayos, V'Kedar, V'Adbel, U'Mivsam, names which mean nothing to us. U'Mishma, V'Duma, U'Masa, Chadab, V'Tema, Yitur, Nafish, V'Kedma. I don't think even the Arabs name the children these names. Elohim B'nei Yishmael, these are the children of Yishmael, V'Elu Shmosam, V'Chatzreim, U'Vitzhirosam, these are the names according to the tribes. Shneim, Asar, Nasiim, Lu'Umosam. Very important that there were 12 tribes that came from Yishmael. We do not have a monopoly on 12 tribes. There were 12 tribes that the Chumash cares to mention that came from Yishmael. Be'elu shnei chaye Yishmael, and these are the years of Yishmael. Ma'as shana, 100 years, u'shloshim shana, and 30 years, v'sheva shanim, and 7 years, pointed out that this is the same type of language that the Chumash uses very, very seldom, and it used by who?
Sarah.
And what does Rashi say by Sarah and Avraham? And what does Rashi say by Sarah? To tell you that she was always a tzaddekes. Not just at one point in her life she was a tzaddekes, or at the end of her life she was a tzaddekes. Always, when she was like 20, she was like 7. When she was 100, she was like... Her whole life she was tzaddekes, tzaddekes, tzaddekes. So we must say, if that's a true drasha, that we must say the same must be true of Yishmael. We don't think of Yishmael that way, but the same must be true because it says the same thing. Ma'ashan, 100 years, and 30 years, and 7 years. Instead of just saying he was 130 years, 137 years, 100 years, and 30 years, and 7 years. And then, if that doesn't convince you that Yishmael was a tzaddik, Vayigva Vayamos, he was Nigva Vayamos. Rashi says, what does that mean? You just die. Lo nemra gevia ela b'tzadikim, says Rashi. That when it says Vayigva, that language of Vayigva, like it says by Yaakov Avinu, it means we're talking about a tzaddik. So clear, it was a tzaddik. Vayeyosef el amov, and he was gathered onto his people, which the Gemara learns means he was a ben olam haba. That's what it means. Gathered onto his people means that you're going to olam haba. Vayishkenu b'chavila ad shur asher al pnei Mitzrayim, and his children took over the land, which is al pnei Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim would be south, and everything north in the Middle East basically is included in this pasuk. Balacha Ashura, all the way up to Ashur, which is today Iraq, Mesopotamia and Iraq. These are all the sons of Yishmael, Apnei Kol Echov Nafo. Over all his brothers he dwelt, meaning not everybody who lived in these places, in these geographical areas, were the sons of Yishmael, but Yishmael was in charge. So what we see here is that Yishmael became very, very big, became very, very important. 12 tribes, they became very, very important politically, and he was, Yishmael himself, the Torah tells us, was a tzaddik. He was a tzaddik. He's not our tzaddik, but he's a tzaddik. If you move up the page a little bit, and I'm going backwards specifically, it speaks about, in Pasuk Zayin, Perek Chafei Pasuk Zayin, it talks a very similar language about Yishmael's father, Avraham. Ve'eli yemei shnei chaye Avraham asher choy. Beautiful language, by the way. These are the years of Avraham asher choy. Doesn't say that by Yishmael, does it? Just says, Ela told us Yishmael. I'm sorry, Ela shnei chaye Yishmael ma'ashana. Goes right into the years. Asher choy. Means, asher choy means that he used every year of his life was living. You know, you could be alive and then you could be living. It's two different things. So here's the difference between Avraham and Yishmael. Yishmael is a tzaddik, but he wasn't like his father Avraham. Avraham lived all of his years. Ohev yamin liros tov. So Elo yimei shnei chai Avraham asher chai. We find, by the way, while I'm here, just at the end of the Bereishis, Paro asked Yaakov, how old are you? So he said, how old am I? I'm old and I'm tired. Ve'ela shnei yimei chayai. But this is what I lived. He made a distinction there. Ma'ashana, 100 years and 70 years and 5 years. Again, a tzaddik. Vayigva, again a tzaddik. Vayamos Avraham b'seva tova zaken v'saveya v'yosef alamo. So we have a very similar language of two generations, the generation of Avram and the generation of Yishmael. And then the Torah tells us, Vayikbru also Yitzhak v'Yishmael banov, that Yitzhak and Yishmael, these are the two sons of Avraham, came together at the funeral of Avraham, and they came to bury him, and they took him, Yishmael. Now here's what we need to have in our minds for the rest of tonight's shir, that Yishmael and Yitzhak are walking together to bury, they're holding the coffin of Avram Avinu and taking him into the Ma'aras HaMachpelah to bury him. It was Yishmael and Yitzhak. Just to keep the visual clear, at that moment of that funeral, so Yishmael was 89 years old and Yitzhak was 76 years old. Then the Torah tells us they took him to Maris HaMachpelah. Vayihi in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayihi Acharei Mos Avraham. And it was after that Avraham died, Vayivarech Elohim Es Yitzchak Beno, that Hashem blessed his son Yitzchak, not his son, but Avraham's son Yitzchak. Vayeshev Yitzchak Im Be'er Lachai Roi. And this is a very, very important pasuk for us. Vayivarech Elohim es Yitzchak b'no, part one of a very important pasuk, that Hashem blessed Yitzchak. Vayeshev Yitzchak in Be'er Lachai Roi, and Yitzchak went to live in Be'er Lachai Roi, which is seemingly an unimportant piece of information. Let me talk about the first part of the pasuk here, which is astounding to me. It's actually mind-boggling to me. Hashem blessed Yitzchak. You know that the stories of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, was so much about the blessings. Was it not? Who's, thank you so much. Who's Yitzchak going to bless? Is he going to bless Yaakov? Is he going to bless Esav? What a story we have about who's the Bechor. He takes the Bechor from him. I'm the Bechor, you're the Bechor, you stole my brachas. All story about who's going to get this blessing from Yitzchak. Very important to get a blessing from Yitzchak, apparently. And then if you go on, Yaakov got the blessing. Ba'achicha b'mirma, he had to steal the blessing. Yitzchak said, he stole the blessing from you. He has the blessing. Now he's giving the blessing over to Yosef, it seems. But what's clear in the Torah is that when Yaakov came to give over the bracha of his fathers, it was so particular. First Ephraim and Manasseh, he crossed his hands. Did it wrong. Yosef picked up his hands the other way. No, yadati b'ni yadati, I know exactly what I'm doing. This bracha was everything. The bracha that was passed down through the generations. And then the whole Vayechi ends with Yaakov blessing his children, one after the other. It's all about giving over the blessing. So why can we not find anywhere in the Chumash that Avraham blessed his children? Avraham had a child, Yitzchak, he had a child, Yishmael. Bless both, bless one, bless none. And not only it doesn't happen to come up, but it's Mefurish didn't bless them. Vayivarech Elokim es Yitzchak b'no, I'm sorry, Vayihi achrei mos Avraham. And it was only after the death of Avraham that Hashem blessed Yitzchak. So it comes out that the blessing that Yitzchak was giving over, assuming he's taking the ball and he's running with it, the blessing that he was giving over to his son, Yaakov, and to Yaakov, to his 12, to the Shvatim, and to Ephraim and Asher, this bracha did not start with Avraham Avinu. Isn't this a pella? Isn't this amazing? It didn't start with Avraham Avinu. It started with Hashem after Avraham Avinu died. Why didn't Avraham bless, don't we all pray to bless our children before we leave this world? Avraham Avinu, that should have been the source. He's the source of everything. He's the source of all blessing. And somewhere tonight we need to answer that question, because it's a very important question, I believe. By the way, I must say that I looked behind you all this morning. I couldn't find anybody asked this question. It's such a clear, obvious question. It's all missing. It's screaming out missing from the Chumash. That why didn't Avraham bless his children? You say, all right, maybe he wasn't so like mushy. But the whole gracious is about blessing children. Everything is all about the blessing. The blessing. Who's getting the blessing? Who's getting the blessing? What's the blessing? Yeah. From Amalek. But not from Avram. Okay. That is interesting. And let's go back to try to understand the story. And I think that we have here something which is so basic to what we need to understand and believe. But if we go to Parak Tazayin, Pasuk Aleph, in Parshas Lech Lecha, page 70. And here, I'm just going to go over quickly because we spent a lot of time on it last week.
What
was it? Tez Zayin Aleph. Page 70 in Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehecho Nami Yehudah Baruch Hu. Amen. V'Sarai Eishes Avram. Again, this is the story of Yishmael. We just talked about the end of Yishmael. We talked about the bracha that happened after Avraham died. There's a Yishmael and a Yitzchak after Avraham died. And remember at the end there, after Avraham died, just keep this in mind also, Yitzchak went to live in Be'er Lachai Roi, a place down south in the Negev. They say the Be'er Lachai Roi is in Beersheba. And there's a place today called Be'er L'chai Ro'i, which you can go look at, and that's Be'er Sheva. The Targum Unklus says it is Be'er Sheva. Maybe it's a suburb of Be'er Sheva, but it's Be'er Sheva. It's the same. Be'er, there was Be'er Sheva, right? Be'er Sheva. So there was a Be'er of Be'er L'chai Ro'i. Here the Torah tells us the beginning, and we know the story. We learned it last week, and you know it yourself. But Sarai Eshes Avram Lo Yodolo, that Sarah, the wife of Avraham, did not give birth. Remember, we learned last week that they were married at this point for
67 years.
They were married for 67 years and no children. So Sarah said to Avraham, the clock is ticking. Even though she, you know, she wasn't so old because, you know, she got married when she was 3. But she's working on this for 67 years. Sarai Eshes Avram Lo Yoldolo V'lo Shivcha Mitzris Ushma Hagar. And there was Hagar in the house. Hagar came to the household when Avram Avinu went to Mitzrayim. And they, with Sarah, he had to run away from Eretz Yisrael, and there was a Rav Baritz, and he went to Abimelech and all of that, and he came back with Hagar. Hagar followed him home. Paro's daughter. Vatomer Sarai El Avram, Hine no Atzarani Hashem Iledas, you see Hashem is not giving me children. Bo na El Shivchasi, live with my maid Ulai Ibonem Imena, so that I can build from her. Ibonem Imena. But Yishma Avram l'kol Sarai, and Avram said, "Okay, I'll do." Fatikach Sarai Eshes Avram as Hagar Hamitzris Shivchasa, and Sarai, who was the wife of Avram, took Hagar the Egyptian Shivchasa, her maidservant. Miketz Eser Shanim l'Shevus Avram Beretz Kanan v'Titinosa l'Avram Yesha lo l'Isha. It's very interesting. By the language here is very important. Was she a maidservant as she was married to Avraham, or was she a second wife? How do you understand this until now? Was she some sort of a concubine, or was she a wife? So here the Torah is very, very clear about this. Batitein osa l'Avram isha lo l'isha. She gave it to Avram, her husband, isha, that's what the mapike, lo l'isha. It should be to him, for a wife. Vayavo Hagar Vatar. Right? She became pregnant right away. Annoying to Sarah. Vatera ki harasa vateko gvirta ba'einaha. And Sarah became less in the eyes of Hagar. You see that you don't have the schus. Now we're talking about very great people here. Sarah, Hagar. And the question here was, who's going to have a child from Avraham? Seems like there was already a question, who's going to have a child from Avraham? And Sarah understood, 70 years she's waiting, it's going to be for me? No, in a very short time, she's having a child from Hagar. So what's that? Why did Hashem do that? Atomer Sarai el Avram, and Sarai said to Avram, Chamosi alecha, you messed me up. What did he do? Chamosi alecha. Anochi nasati shivchasi b'chekecha, here I give you my shivcha, v'teir girosa, she becomes pregnant. Well, that was a kavana, what did she want? Eko beineha, and I become small in her eyes. We have to argue, we have to talk about this. Why? So Rashi explains that she said to Avraham, obviously all this time you were davening that you should have a child, but you weren't davening that we should have a child. And if you weren't davening that we should have a child, that it comes out that Hashem listened to your tefillah and you had a child like you davened. So now I'm seeing retroactively that you didn't daven correctly. You didn't daven for me. Why didn't he daven for her? Why didn't he daven for her? That's something that we need to understand. Why wouldn't he daven for her? It's his wife, Sarah. He loves her. Why wouldn't he want it? He wants to have a child. Why didn't he daven? Unless you say Sarah was just making this up, but I don't think if she was just making it up, It would be here in the Chumash. Apparently, she in fact davened. He in fact davened for himself. I'm going to have a child, and he didn't have necessarily Sarah in mind. Interesting.
Maybe he just assumed where else am I going to get this? You know, it's of course going
to
be Sarah.
Maybe he did, but Sarah says it's not the way to daven because there's other possibilities, right? I was talking the other day someplace, and I was saying that, you know, like Pikabala, you know, the world of neshamas begins with one big neshama, and this world, Atzilos Bria, Yitzir Asiya, the world of Bria breaks apart into many, many different neshamas, male and female and Jew and Gentile and Kohen and Levi and Yisrael and a million pieces. The neshamas, and here we are, we're all different neshamas, pieces of a neshama, and the trick of this world is to put the whole thing back together. So if you marry the right person, so everybody likes to say, the two halves of a neshama coming together. I was explaining this to a group, it was somebody, this man said, apparently there are six parts to my neshama. So there's six parents. I'm like, I'm married, I'm divorced, I'm married, I'm divorced, I'm married, I'm divorced. So he's like, I must have a lot of pieces to my neshama, you know, like it's because they were all, you know, mashmauti. He says, okay.
It's a big neshama.
Big neshama, yeah. complicated neshama, we would say. Okay. Now here's the thing. Let's get to work here. Sarah throws Hagar out of the house. Vayomer Avram al Sarah, hinei shivchasech b'yadech, take your shivcha back. Asila, even though it was his wife, according to the earlier pasuk, take your shivcha back. So it was his wife and her shivcha, right? Hinei shivchasech b'yadech, asila hatov b'einaych, do whatever you want. So he's not being particularly supportive. He's being supportive, in fact, of his wife Sarah. Vatanel Sarah. And Sarah started to be very mean to her. She tortured her. But Tivrach Mipanah, until she finally ran away. Oh, strange story. She runs away, says the Torah, Vayimsa Malach Hashem al Ein Hamayim Bamidbar. And the Malach finds her at the Ein Mayim, at a waterway, a water spring, which is in the Negev, in the southern south of Eretz Yisrael. Al Ha'ayin B'derech Shur, we know exactly where that is. Vayomar, the Malach says, Hagar Shivcha Sarah Emi Zavos V'ana Telecha, where are you coming from? Where are you going? What are you doing? You're running around in the desert. Atomer Mibnei Sarai Givirti. She says to the Malach, you know, Sarah, Sarai Givirti Anoichi Bairachas, that's where I'm running away from. Vayomar La Malach Hashem Shuvi El Givirti. Go back. Go back there. V'is'ani Tachas Yotecha. And be tortured more. Vayomar La Malach Hashem, and this is the bracha you were referring to. The Malach Hashem said to her, Harba Arba Zarech, you will have, like as if to say, you will have great reward for the abuse that you're receiving from Sarah. Harba Arba Zarech, although you suffer me, there will be an uncountable amount of children. Where do we have this Lashon? We know this Lashon, we're always quoting Avraham and Yitzchak. Hashem said to Avraham, you're going to have children, lo you suffer me. This was the only child right now. So we have Avraham, Yishmael, but Yishmael wasn't even born. But the child in process here was Hagar's child, and the bracha was to Hagar that you will from you will come a child, Asher lo yisafer mirov. And this starts to make the wheels turn to understand the confusion, perhaps, if we can use this word with Avraham Avinu, the confusion of the bracha that Hashem tells him later, that you will have children like the stars and like the sand, asher lo yisafer mirov, which can't be counted. Okay, same bracha. Same bracha. Vayomer lo malach Hashem hinach harav, yilat teben, probably means you'll become pregnant and you'll have a child. Bekoras shmo Yishmael, and you'll call him Yishmael. Ki shama Hashem el onyech, and he will be a para adam, as I explained last week, he'll be a para-adam, he'll be a wild wild person. Yadoi ba-kol v'yad kol boi v'al p'nei kol echav yishkoin. Says the Torah further, v'tikr shem Hashem ha-dover elah, She called out unto Hashem who spoke to her. So Hagar, let's keep the story clear in our minds. Hagar is tortured by Sarah. She runs away from Sarah. She has a nevuah from a malach. The malach tells her, gives her a bracha. And it wasn't a malach giving her a bracha. She immediately says, this is from Hashem. Vatikra shem Hashem adoyver Allah. She called out to the name, to Hashem who spoke to her. So she understood this is coming from Hashem. Ata el ra'i, you saw me. Here I am, one woman, a tortured woman, walking around in the desert with no place to go. And the malach found me. Hagam halom ra'isi achrei ra'i. Alkein kara, and therefore she called it laber, this bear, ber l'chai ra'i. Now, finally, vatelet hagar l'avram bein, she came back, she had a child. The son was Yishmael. Avram called him Yishmael. And at that time, Avram was Shmonim Shana, Vashesh Shanim, Veledas Hagar, Yishmael Avram. Okay, so let's keep our minds very clear here as to the situation. The story was that Yishmael is finally, she comes back from being tortured. She comes back from Ber L'chai Ro'i. Now keep this in mind. We now know two things about Ber L'chai Ro'i. One of them is that it was named such by Hagar because of the prophecy, Ber Lachai Roi, Hashem sees me. It was named because of this prophecy. That's one thing we know about Ber Lachai Roi. And the other thing we know about Ber Lachai Roi is when Avram Avinu died, immediately after the funeral, it says, Vayashav Yitzchak, that Yitzchak, after burying his father, where did he go? Go home. Where did he go after a funeral? Go home. Marsa Machpelah. Avram Avinu lived in Hebron. So go to Hebron. That's where you are. Go home. So Shiva. Do what you're supposed to do. Where does he go? Right after the funeral, he goes down to the Negev, and he goes and he lives in Be'er Lachai Ro'i, the place that Hagar had a nevuah. And this has to tell us that something very deep is going on over here. Then, if we turn the page a little bit, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk Tesvav. Vayomer Elohim El Avraham, page 74 in the Art Scroll. Vayomer Elohim El Avraham, Hashem said to Avraham. Now remember, let's get the chronology clear. Right now we have a situation in the Avram Avinu's house. Let's just keep track of Avram Avinu's house. Right now we have Avram Avinu, and he's back together with Hagar. They have Yishmael running around, and there's Sarah. So this is the tent of Avraham. Sarah was already bar mitzvah, the Torah tells us. Avram Avinu did a bris milah. We know that in the next parsha of Vayera, the Malach was beyond Ashlishi from his Mila. So he already did a bris Mila. He did a bris Mila on Yishmael. And it was, he did the bris on everybody around him. Vayomer Elohim al Avram, Sarai Ishtacha. He said, now let's get back to your wife, Sarah. Lotikra Shma Sarai Ki Sarai Shma, the big mazel changes. We're going to change your name now from Sarai to Sarah. And now you're going to have another child, Hashem says to Avram, from Sarah. And he will be blessed. I will bless her. Now, the correct response to this prophecy, Avram Avinu, should have been the natural response, the normal response, our response, given the whole situation. Our response should have been, okay, Baruch Hashem. Finally, I'm going to have a child with Sarah. I was promised a child before already. Promised it's going to be like the stars of. Finally, I'm going to have a child with Sarah. Sarah is going to be happy. I'm going to be happy, and most important, we're going to have a nation. So he hears this prophecy, and the Torah tells us, "Vayipal Avraham alpanav." Avraham fell on his face. So far, so good. That's what you're supposed to do when you get an overwhelming prophecy. Vayitzchak, and he starts to laugh. Vayomer belibo, and he says in his heart, "Halaven may ashana yivalid." I'm 100 years old. Kilu, do I really need this? Vim Sara. Habas Tishim Shana Taylor. My wife is 90 years old. Now you're giving us a child. Where's the thank you? He's laughing. Vayomer Avraham, and this is the most startling pasuk in the whole story here. Vayomer Avraham Elikim Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha, which really should be translated as, isn't Yishmael good enough? I have a son. You already blessed Hagar that his children are going to be Lo Yisuf Er Mirov. There's going to be a million children. Like they're going to be like the stars and everything. I have a child. He's a good boy. I'm finished. I did it. That's all I wanted was a child to carry on my progeny. So what's now Yitzchak? Sarah? So she's 100 years old, an old lady. Now you're going to start. It just doesn't work. Avram says it doesn't work for me. Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha. I saw today, I was looking in the commentary of Rav Samson Rafal Hirsch. He says as well, I'll just read this to you. First, Avraham laughed. Then, however, came a painful thought. Like, it's like when you hear your wife is pregnant. First, Avram laughed. Then, however, came a painful thought. The child that had already been born was apparently unfit for this calling. Avram Avinu realized now and only now that the Nevuah is telling him that there's something wrong with my son, Yishmael. And that Yishmael is not it. He's not fit for this calling. Not only that, it was necessary to change the laws of nature. That's what he meant. I'm 100. I said, you're going to change the laws of nature not to give Yishmael this right? To change the whole world? To make a miracle? What do we need a miracle for? To change the laws of nature in order to realize the promised future? So Avram says, Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha. Let Yishmael live. Let him be the one. We don't need Yitzchak. Avram Avinu said we have to accept this. Avram Avinu said we don't need Yitzchak. So you know what happens? Like if you know what happens if this would have come true, you get the Quran.
Yeah.
It starts with Avram, it moves to Yishmael, and let it be that way. Is that what Avram Avinu wanted? Is that what he wanted? The United Arab Republic? This is what he's asking for over here. Lu Yishmael Yichlof Yishmael. Yotze, yeah.
And also, he was Sarah was
Rebbe's
daughter, right?
Yes.
And she was rebuked him for not praying for her. So now it's like he's doing even the opposite. He's saying, "What do we need to
bring against her?"
Totally wasn't in it. Like, he wasn't happy for her at all. She had nothing.
I thought you were going to say it even more. that yes, he didn't pray for her.
Like this is even more.
This is better. We did good. We did good. I don't want to hurt Sarah. She's giving me her Hagar. We have a child. This will work. In other words, Avraham Avinu said, this will work. This is the key. It was not almost. He was putting Sarah. He was marginalizing Sarah in the story. Sarai in the story of the progeny of Avraham Avinu, which becomes the most important person in the world history.
But
right now.
This was after she rebuked him, right?
Yes.
So.
You mean he didn't accept it?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
No,
he doesn't have to listen.
Also, is there an indication as to why it took so long between Yishmael and...
I don't know. I don't know, but we know this, and I'm going to say this out loud because I really want to get to the new thing that I want to say. We know that once Yitzchak was born, so Sarah had a different Yitzchak was born, and Sarah had a different attitude now towards hunger, because apparently she herself wasn't sure that she was going to be the mother of the Jewish people, as we call them. But once she saw she had Yitzchak, so now she took Hagar and Yishmael, and she said, I'm going to throw them both out of the house. They both need to be out of here, because this is the most startling words here. I keep saying everything's the most startling words, but the whole thing is very startling. She says to after she had a baby, she says, Lo Yirash, let's see the Lo Yirash Ben Ha'ama Hazois Im Bini Im Yitzchak. No way, she says, that the son of this maid is going to share the Yerusha with my son Yitzchak. It's a strong statement. What are we talking about? Money? what are we talking about? We know that later on the Torah says that Avram Nasan is kol asher loy. He took everything that he had and he gave it to Yitzchak. Taka ulebnei apalachim nasan matonos. He gave matonos away. He gave it. This is not about money. La yirash ben ha'ama hazos. Yirash in the Torah means Marusha. Marusha kehilas Yaakov. Talking about Eretz Yisrael. No way that Yishmael is going to be a partner in Eretz Yisrael. There is no two-state solution here that's going to happen. There's no way that there's going to be. This is what Sarah is saying. Lo yirash bni im lo yirash ben ha'ama im bni im Yitzchak. That's Parak Chaf Aleph. Let's just take a look at it inside, just to make sure we got it right. Pasuk. Parakhaf Aleph, all the way in Vayera. Page 96. Parakhaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud. Vatoymer la Avram, she said to, well, let's start a little bit earlier. Vatera Sarez ben Hagar Amitzris Asher Yolda la Avraham Mitzachek. There they are in the house. Sarah's got her baby, Yitzchak. Here's Yishmael in the house. She sees him Mitzachek. Rashi says he was getting into trouble. But Tomer La Avraham, she saw bad in Yishmael. But Tomer La Avraham, Gore Sha'ama Azois Vespinah, get rid of this Amma and her son, Ki Lo Yirash Ben Ha'ama Azois in Bneim Yitzchak. By Yera Hadavar Ma'od Beine Avraham Ma'od Espinah. Avraham Avinu was very upset about this, and Hashem said to him, don't be upset, just do it. Get rid of them. So that's pretty much where we ended last week. The meaning that we have here a screaming argument, if you will, between Avraham and Sarah, which is repeating itself over and over again, as to whether Yishmael is the man or not. This wasn't just the emotional thing, I'm sure it was that also, of what are you taking my son? Send him away. He's my son. Send him away into the desert. It was Avraham understood, and we see it over and over again, that Yishmael was the son that Hashem gave him, and Yishmael was the future of everything that Avraham Avinu had to teach. Yitzchak, okay, Yitzchak. I love Yitzchak, but it doesn't have to. What's wrong with Yishmael? Why are we sending away? And Hashem says, Hashem takes, this is the hardest part of the story, Hashem takes Sarah's side. And he says, everything Sarah tells you, send her away. Ki bi Yitzchak yikare l'chazara. Why? Shema b'kolo, why? Ki bi Yitzchak yikare l'chazara. Because in Yitzchak will be your offspring. Meaning, it's not, he was thinking Yishmael's going to die now. So Yitzchak will be your offspring, not Yishmael. So the big question here is, should Yishmael be his offspring? Should Yitzchak be his offspring? Avraham Avinu thought it should be Yishmael. Sarah thought it should be Yitzchak. Hashem thought, said, listen to your wife. Shema b'kola, listen to your wife. It's hard for you, but do it anyway. And keep be Yitzchak, because she's right that it's going to come from Yitzchak.
That when you invest in something, you don't want to let it go so easily. You spend so much time.
And Avraham Avinu's part.
Right. Yeah.
How old was Ishmael at this time when they threw him out of the house? We said last week. No, not that bad. 21. 21.
21.
I look down here. Let's get to the next part. So this is where I want to go. I'm going to talk fast. Next big story is at the end of, well, not really the next big story, but the story at the end of Vayera is the story that we all know, the story of the Akedah. The story of the Akedah chapter 22, Parakov Beis. I just want to do a couple of psukim here so we can look at this differently than we've ever looked at it before. Vayhi achar advarim ha'ela. And it was after so many things had happened. What had happened? Yishmael was thrown out into the desert. He lived someplace in the desert. He was alive, he was dead. It was a miracle that he was alive. Again, saved by a malach. Get back to that in a minute if we can. But here, Vayihi Achar Advarim Ela, after that, after Yitzchak was born, life had gone on. Valikim Nisas Avraham, and Hashem decides to test Avraham. Vayomer in 11, he says to him, Avraham Vayomer Hinei, I'm ready. Vayomer, now here's something we all know, but I want to read it a new way. Vayomer Kachno es Bincha es Yechidcha asher ahavta es Yitzchak. Take your child, your son, your only son, the one that you love, Yitzchak. A lot of things there. Chazal point out, Rashi says, a lot of things. So it goes like this. The Gemara understands it like this. Hashem said to Abraham, Kach es bincha, take your son. Okay, which son? I have two sons. Shnei banim yeshli. I have Yitzchak. I have Ishmael. To me, they're both. So first of all, Ishmael came home, apparently. I have Yitzchak, I have Ishmael. No, Asher, as Yechidcha, take your only son, Yechidcha. How can I have an only son if I have two sons? So Shneim Yuchadim Li. What Hashem meant was, Ki b'Yitzchak Yikarei L'chazera. The one I told you is your son. But Avraham Avinu is saying, I have two sons, Shnei Banim Yeshli. He's not giving up on Ishmael at all. Asher Ahavta, take the one you love. Shnei banim ani ohev, the Gemara says. It's all in Rashi. Es Yitzchak. Hashem lost this argument. He says, okay, take Yitzchak. It means that Avraham Avinu, in his mind, was ready to do an Akedas Yishmael. Whatever you're telling me about Yitzchak would have been just as true with Yishmael, and maybe even better, from Avraham Avinu's point of view. Kach es Bincha, I have two sons. Yechidcha, they're both miyuchad. Sherahavta, I love them both. As Yitzchak, take Yitzchak. He takes Yitzchak. What does he go do? V'lech l'cha l'aretz ha'moriah. What does it say? Vayashki b'Avraham b'boker. Avraham Avinu gets up early in the morning to do this mitzvah. Vayachvosh es chamoro, vayikach es shnei na'arav ito. And he takes two na'arim with him. Youths. That's Yitzchak Beno. And of course he takes Yitzchak. Who are the two na'arim that he takes with him? Rashi tells us Yishmael and Eliezer. Yishmael was 51 at this moment. Yishmael was 51. He was one na'ar. Eliezer was much older. So why do they call him Na'arim? The same way, you see, at the end of the Torah that B'Yoshua Na'ar lo yamish mitoch ha'oil. Na'ar means somebody who's dedicated, somebody who you trust, somebody who's a Na'ar in my house. It means not a child. A child is one way of being a Na'ar. But Yoshua Na'ar lo yamish mitoch ha'oil. Yoshua, as he took over the leadership of Klal Yisrael, was an old man. He was also called a Na'ar. So, Shnei Na'arim, but it's very important because it means he took two faithful two faithful people, two people he trusted, Eliezer and Yishmael, and he takes them to do the Akedah with Yitzchak. Now, I just want to point this out here, that what the dynamics of what's going on here is, you know, very political, because we know that Eliezer, when he went to look for a shidduch for Yitzchak afterwards, he says, well, maybe you'll marry my daughter. Maybe Yitzchak will marry my daughter. Rabbeinu says, I don't think so. You're a Kanani. It doesn't work a Kanani. But Eliezer was a candidate, if you will, for carrying on. What did he want? What did he want to marry? Why did he want his daughter to marry Yitzchak? Because he thought maybe from us it'll come out like this. Yitzchak, Eliezer, it'll be that way. So Eliezer represented a certain derech at that moment that Klal Yisrael could have gone. It didn't go that way. It went to Rivka, which is important. Yishmael is another way that Klal Yisrael could have gone. Another progeny of Avraham Avinu. So we have Yitzchak here. Yitzchak's in the middle. Avraham Avinu's with Yitzchak. You have Yishmael on his right and Eliezer on his left. And Avraham Avinu saying, okay, what's going to happen now? Hashem's telling me to kill Yitzchak. He already told me to kill Yishmael. He already told me to kill Yishmael just a couple of pages ago. Yishmael's here. Yishmael's here. Now he's telling me to kill Yitzchak. So what's going to happen if I kill Yitzchak? No problem, really, because I have Yishmael here. And I can get right back to Yishmael. And even if that doesn't work, I always have my old faithful Eliezer here. But Ein Dovek, Ein Orer Dovek Baruch, it's not Eliezer. So Yishmael was there coming to the Akedah as a backbencher. I just want you to understand that, in other words, in Avraham Avinu's mind, he was 100% going to kill Yitzchak now. There's no question in his mind. He was going to kill Yitzchak. Again, Yitzchak is saved by a malach the same way that Yishmael was saved by a malach. So Avraham Avinu was still not clear who is going to be for the fulfillment of the bracha of Lo Yisafer Mirov. Yitzchak at this moment, let's get it clear again, was 37 years old, which is how I know that Yishmael was 51. Right? Math. Who's going to take over? If we go to the end of the Akedah, all the way to Pasuk Yutes, we all know what happens. He's ready to go there, but before we get to the end, this is the beginning. You know, there's the walking towards Har Moria. This medrash just always chimes in my ear that says that Avraham Avinu saw an unknown kasher al ahar. He saw a certain cloud that was hanging on the mountain. I mentioned to you, I saw this. I was looking at Har Moria just the other day. If you drive from Beit Shemesh to Efrat on the back road, so you go over Har Moria exactly. It's called Derech Avos. Right? It's called Har Moria, and I saw the mountain, which might have been Har Moria, and there was literally a cloud hanging right over this mountain. I was, I looked at my son funny. It's all set. He stops. He sees the unknown kasher. He sees the unknown was the Shekhinah, which was hovering over the mountain. And the Medrash says, famously, that he turns to Eliezer, and he says to Ma Taroe, do you see what I see? And Eliezer said, I don't see anybody. And then he said to Yishmael, what do you see? I don't see anything. And he said to Yitzchak, he says, what do you see? What do you mean? I see the Anan Kasher Allahar. I see the Shekhinah. And it was at this moment that it started to click, but how confusing is this? Here he's 100% going to kill Yitzchak. Yishmael's on his side. Yishmael doesn't see the Shekhinah. Yitzchak sees the Shekhinah, but Yitzchak he's supposed to kill. So, what is my progeny? Who's coming from me? What's going on? If it's Yishmael, why doesn't he see it? He goes up, the Malach saves him. Interesting. Please fast forward. Vayikra Malach Hashem, let's say, Pasuk Tezvav. Let's do Pasuk Yudalot because it's so interesting. Vayikra Avraham, after Yitzchak was saved by the Malach. Remember, who was saved in the previous chapter by the Malach? Yishmael. And what was the name of the place? Be'er Lachai Roi, the place that Hashem sees. Vayikra Avram Shema Makomahu, what does he call the place of the Akedah? Hashem Yireh. Hashem sees. Asher Yeyomer Hayom Bahar Hashem Yireh. Echoing. Mamish echoing the words of Hagar. A Malach saved my son Yitzhak. This is the second time this happens to me. It's starting to become a pattern. Malach saves. The name of the place is Hashem sees. This one became Yerushalayim somehow. Vayikra Malach Hashem al Avram Shemis min Hashemayim. The Malach comes to Avram again. Vayomer binishbati nu'um Hashem. I must point out to you, this is just so amazing how in the story of Yishmael, when Hashem said, listen to your wife Sarah, there was like a whole Akedah going on there. It's not for tonight because we're out of the time. But if you can compare Pasuk to Pasuk, Vayashkim Avram Baboker, it says over there, Vayashkim Avram Baboker, it says over here, Avram Avinu got up early in the morning. It was an Akedah for him to send Yitzhak away, to send Yishmael away, I'm sorry, was an Akedah. He sends him away. He gets up in the morning to send him away. This was a huge sacrifice for him. He saved Yishmael, saved the last moment by a Malach. Over here, Yitzchak is saved by a Malach. After he's saved, what does the Malach say to Yishmael? The Malach says to Hagar and to Yishmael, you will become a great nation. I will bless you. What does he say over here? Exactly the same thing. Same thing. It's a repeat, I'm telling you. It's a repeat of the story. That was Akedas Yishmael. This is Akedas Yitzchak. And Hashem tells him again that this Yitzchak will be Kekoch v'Hashemayim v'Chachol Asher Al-Sfas Hayom. All the blessings I gave you, the stars, the sand, everything, it's all going to be Yirash Tarach HaSharifam. So this became a very clear prophecy to Avraham now that I guess it's Yitzchak. I guess it's Yitzchak. I guess Sarah was right. Kol Asher Taimer L'Chasar Shema B'Kola. They will be a source of blessing. Now, look at this pasuk yud tes, please. By Yoshev Avraham el Na'arav, Avraham went back to Na'arav, which were who?
Yishmael
Eliezer. By Yakumu, and they got up. They were sitting there. By Yelchu Yachtov el Ber Shava, and they went to Ber Shava. By Yoshev, Avraham beber Shava. What's wrong with this pasuk, ladies? Well, first of all, Vayoshev Avraham el Nar, where's Yitzhak? Where's Yitzhak?
Yeah.
Who's for all they knew, they see Avraham coming down the mountain all by himself. Oh, the knife worked. He comes back himself. Yitzhak went the other way. Where did Yitzhak go? It's a mystery. Where in the world is Yitzhak? Vayahu Yachtov, he goes with Yishmael and Eliezer to Be'er Sheva. He didn't live in Be'er Sheva, he lived in Hebron. But he went to Be'er Sheva. Vayeshev Avram Be'er Sheva, and he moved to Be'er Sheva. Do you have this picture? Avram Avinu coming down one side of the mountain the same way he went, Yitzhak going presumably the other way. The Gemara wants to know where went Yitzhak. One opinion is that he went to Gan Eden for 3 years. It was exactly to heal from the trauma. He was healing from the trauma. Another one was the Targum Yonas and the Mazil, which you don't have in your Chumash probably, tells us that he went to learn. The Medrash tells us, where did he go? Where he went? He went to Be'er Lachai Ro'i. Because that's where he lived, in Be'er Lachai Ro'i. That's where he hung out. The Lashon of the Ramban, Be'er Lachai Ro'i, went there often to daven and to hang out. Lashon of the Ramban. He's always in Be'er Lachai Ro'i. At this point, we all know the story. You turn the page. Sarah was Meyashan of Esrim Shanim, Sheva Shanim. Sarah died when she heard about the Akedah. Why did she die when she heard about the Akedah?
She took the
knife. There it went. Yitzchak is gone. My whole plan. Not just I lost my son. The whole thing. Now it means it's going to go to Yishmael and not go to Yitzchak. That's what the whole thing means. So she died. What happens when she dies? The Torah tells us, by the way, just before it tells us that she died, it says that Vayachar Advarim Ha'ilah Vayugad La'avram Le'mar Hina Yodam Milka Gamhi Banim L'Nachar Achicha. That you should know that at this moment Hashem gave him another prophecy and told him that right now, as this Akedah is happening, your brother Nachar just had a granddaughter, Rivka. So the Kala was just born. The Kala was born. Look what happened at the Akedah. Sarah died, Rivka is born. If you look at the a couple of psukim in, okay, he buries Sarah. Let me just try. Let's go, please, to Chaf Dalad. Parak Chaf Dalad. Pasuk Samach Beis, and then I'll stop touring these psukim and say something here. There's a whole story that we're skipping here because we did it a few weeks ago, that Eliezer Avid Avram, when Avram waits 3 years for Rivka to become of age for something, at least, you know, like he's possible to get married, I guess, 3 years old. He can marry while he's still in a baby crib, in a diaper. So she's trained. You got to get married, right? So he sends Eliezer to find Rivka. Eliezer finds Rivka. Everybody knows that Eliezer finds Rivka. Rivka follows Eliezer out. Vayomer la, take a look at Pasuk Samach. As he's leaving, Vayivaruch lo es Rivka, they blessed Rivka as she was leaving. Vayomer la, and they all said to her, Achoseinu at ha'yi la'alfei rivava. This is Lavan said this. You are our sister, you will be the greatest of them all, Rivka. Everything's going to come from you. This is what we say under the chuppah until today. Tonight I heard it. Vayirash zarech shar soinov, and they gave her a bracha that your children, Rivka, this three-year-old, will inherit the land. Shar soinov needs to be explained. Now, this is what I want to really focus on for a couple of minutes. Vatakam Rivka v'narisel v'terkavna al hagemalim. Rivka and her servants are riding on their camels. Vatelachna achre ish, they're following the ish. Who's the ish? Eliezer. Vayikacha eved es Rivka vayelach. He takes Rivka and they're going. Where are they going? To Hebron, right? The Yitzchak, who do they stumble upon? Nothing less than the Chassan himself. The Yitzchak, where is he? The Yitzchak, ba mi boy be'er l'chai ro'i. Unbelievable. Where is Yitzchak? In be'er l'chai ro'i. Where Yishmael was saved. Where Yishmael was predicted. That's where Yitzchak is hanging out. And what's he doing there? Who Yoshev Be'eretz HaNegev? Yitzchak at that time is living in Be'er L'chai Ro'i in the Negev. Vayetze Yitzchak, and Yitzchak was just going out then Lasuach Basada to walk in the fields and to daven Mincha. We know you're davening Mincha. That's where we learn Mincha from. Lifnos Erev. From here we learned that you're supposed to daven Lifnos Erev. Vayisa Einav, and he picks up his eyes. Vayar Vihine Gemalim Boim. Which is right that easy, right? He's davening in the field. Here comes the kala. Isa Einav picks up his eyes, Viyar, and he sees Vihine Gemalim Boim. There's a caravan of camels coming. Vatiska Rivka say now Vateras Yitzhak. When Rivka saw Yitzhak, he looked so holy, Vatipo Meal Hagamal. She was in shock from seeing this. And she fell off the camel. Vatoimer al Ha'eved, and she says to the Evan, Miyo Isha Lozeo Heilech Basoda. This is the guy, says to him. This is the guy. Now, I just want to point out here what goes on. It's over here, by the way, that the Ramban says, I just wrote the Lashon down, Yitzchak haya tamid b'makom hazeh, ki haya makom kadosh u'makom tefillah, says the Ramban. There's a makom, like, you know, like we go to the Kaisel, the makom kadosh u'makom tefillah, where be'er l'chai ro'i. Let's go there and daven. I mean, Yitzchak went, and Vayetze Yitzchak, whole mincha took place in be'er l'chai ro'i, the Ramban. If we look now, it gets... Vayosef Avram vayikach isha ushma ketura. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped. Vayivieha Yitzchak, very important pasuk, Samach Zayin. Vayivieha Yitzchak ahoela sara ima. Yitzchak takes Rivka, marries her, and brings her into the tent of Sarah. Vayikach es Rivka vatila leisha vayehaveha. Vayinachem Yitzchak achrei imo. So, who's living in the tent of Sarah? I would presume who's living in the tent of Sarah would be Avraham. So Avraham, I guess, moves out for the young couple. And Yitzchak and Rivka come and move into the tent of Sarah. Rashi tells us so beautifully that when Sarah lived there, there was always a shechina over it, and there was a fire burning all the time, and it was like a whole Beis HaMikdash going on over there. And a whole Beis HaMikdash going on, but when Sarah died, it all went out. When Rivka came back, the lights went on. A tent became a home, became a Beis HaMikdash, became a home for the Shekhinah. But Avraham Avinu is not here. What happens to Avraham Avinu? At this moment, you understand, Yitzchak got married. They find Yitzchak in Be'er L'chai Ro'i. He's up there by Be'er L'chai Ro'i. By Yosef Avram, Avram Avinu decides to get married again. By Yikach Isho Shma Keturah. And he marries a woman called Keturah. What does Rashi say? Yikach Isho Shma Keturah. Who's Keturah? Hagar. Now, it means that Yitzchak brought, Rashi says, Yitzchak brought Hagar home. He said to Hagar, look, Sarah's dead. You can come home now. You're a wife of Avraham. He married her. Yosef Avraham v'yikach isha shma ketura. No im ma'aseh ke'ketura, as Rashi says. She was such a beautiful person, Hagar, that it was like she was ketoras. It was like a carbon she was. She brings Hagar back into the house. Hagar marries Avraham Avinu. They have together... Where's that beautiful list? Zimran, Yakshan, Midan, Midyan, Ishbak, Shua. Exciting new life. 31 years they're married. 31 years they're married. Had a lot of kids. And this was like a whole second life for Avraham Avinu. Right, 100. So listen to this. So listen to this. With this I will end. It comes to Sarah, he says, what are you giving me a son for? It comes to Hagar. Midyan and Yushbak and Shavak and Bavak. We got a bunch of little Arabs running around. Let's see. What's the... What's going on over here? So I just... Look, there's... So let me just sum it up like this. Let me just say this. The issue is, as you already understand, I know I quoted a lot of psukim, but it's good to learn Chumash a little bit. Look inside. The issue here is as follows. Avraham Avinu's mission in this world, as he saw it, was, I'm going to convert the world to believing in Hashem. Let's get back to a monotheistic world. Idolatry, paganism has gone crazy. It's been the Tower of Babel. My father was a nut. Like he's going to bring the world back. It was a doable thing. He had a huge amount of charisma. As a nefesh asher asa b'charan, he had a huge amount of knowledge. He was a huge tzaddik. People, wherever he went, people were attracted to him. He was on, it's clear to me, that Avraham Avinu's mission in this world was Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. That's what he saw. For that, everything, well, Sarah had a different idea. Sarah's idea was, you don't have to go be Makar of the whole world. We need to start a family, and that family has to be your descendant. That family has to do the tikkun of the world. Who's going to bring Mashiach? Who's going to fix up the chet of Adam HaRishon that he messed up? Who's going to bring the world to perfection? It's not going to be by you running around and getting everybody, like, you know, like filling up stadiums and talking about Hashem. It's about Tzimtzum. It's about Eretz Yisrael. It's about Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. I don't know if Avraham, he accepted this because Hashem told him, Kol Asher Toimer L'Chasar Shema B'Kola. But in his own mind, Lu Yishmael, Yichyezos. Yishmael, you see, there's two nations, only two nations that have the Shem Hashem in them. B'nai Yisrael and Yishmael. Those are the only two that have. Not Midian, not Moab, not nobody, not Mitzrayim. It's just Yishmael and Yisrael. The difference is that Yishmael will cause the whole world to know that there's a Hashem. They'll have that global macro ability to change the whole world. Yadoi v'akol v'yad kol bo, he'll be everywhere, he'll influence politics, everything will be good. And Yitzchak is, from him comes out Yisrael. Well, we have Ashras Hashchina, Sarael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Shara on them. This was a machlokas between Avraham and Sarah, and Sarah won. And Yitzchak became the choice, but he never let, for himself, I just want to point this out, for himself, I mean, Odmat Vizkaluni, I have the greatest covet for Avraham Avinu, I don't mean to, but for himself, he was a universalist. It's clear to me that Avraham Avinu, Sarah, we have Yitzchak go, do your thing with Rivka, and he went and married Hagar, not a whole bunch of other children. He sent them to Mekedem, he sent them all over the world, Rashi says. All over the world, he sent these Bnei Afilakshim. He was like Shluchim, you know. They're all over the world to teach the world about Hashem. But Nasan Lamatonis, this Dazakenu, told him Kabbalah, gave him Shem Hashem. I want the Hindus, I want the Buddhists, I want everybody. That's what happened. He sent away these, all came, everything came from Avraham Avinu. Everything. Do you know, like, there's a research of a professor in Princeton. Who wrote a research paper how the Buddha was an exile Tana, Tanoim of the Mishnah, he proves. It was time of the Mishnah, and he decided to teach the whole world about spirituality. Okay, so from Buddhists became Judaists, you know, became it's such a so this was Avraham Avinu, and Sarah had her feet on the ground. And Sarah, as a wife has, says, no, look, like, you'll change the world, we have to make a Klal Yisrael. So one was making a Klal Yisrael, one wasn't. The bracha did not start with Avraham Avinu. It wasn't that Avraham Avinu blessed his children. He didn't bless his children. Hashem blessed Yitzchak acharei mos Avraham. And we learned about this, that they're all getting back, Lavan and Basua, everybody wants to get back to the Avraham Avinu way. No. We're gonna be particular. Let me tell you one last thing, please. That just one last piece before we leave Yishmael. There's so much to say about Yishmael, so interesting. But you go way ahead in the Torah, the end of Bereishis. Yosef is arguing with his brothers. Yosef is talking. He's having visions of grandeur. The whole solar system is changing from the sun, the moon, the world. You know, very, very universal. He wasn't talking about Klal Yisrael. So they decided that let's get rid of Yosef. Right? Simple. Let's get rid of Yosef. We don't like his dreams. He's a Bala Chalomos. Let's get rid of Yosef. What did they decide to do with Yosef? No. Bo nimkarnu lahayishma'elin. Forge in the pasuk. Let's sell him to the Yishma'elim. That's where he belongs, Yosef. He's a universalist. He's not a Jew. And indeed, what happened? Hashem thought different. They said, let's sell him to the Yishma'elim. So the Torah says right away, a caravan of Midianites came by, and they bought him, and one went to the other, and this land they ended up in Egypt. Kach gozer Hashem. And he was, in fact, a universalist. He was who Moshe b'chol aretz Mitzrayim. He became a superpower. This was really getting into the guts of the world as we know it. So it was right there. What we have, while they were selling, the Torah tells us, while they were selling Yosef down the river to the Yishmaelim at the same time as the story of Yehuda and Tamar. Right? Yehuda and Tamar. The story of a story with a big question mark on it, but the story of the birth of the Mashiach. From Yehuda comes David, from Yehuda comes Rus, from Rus comes David. Boaz, rather. Yehuda, Boaz, David, Mashiach. Why are these two things together, asks Rashi. Selig of Yosef, Yehuda and Tamar. Ba'ihi ba'isahi. It was at the same time. Because while Yosef was planting this universal seed, Yehuda and Tamar were planting a seed of Mashiach, which is the final tikkun of Bnei Yisrael. So what do we have? Says the Gemara. Listen, this is the way it goes. This is where we'll end. Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. There's two Mashiachs. There's the Avram Avinu Mashiach. There's the Mashiach, which is the universalist, which is going to get the whole world to understand that there's that Hashem Echad or Shmo Echad. And then there's Mashiach ben David, who's going to bring the Shekhinah and build the Beis HaMikdash and build Eretz Yisrael and build Yerushalayim and focus everything into the place of the center of the world, which is Yerushalayim. So this was the Avraham and the Sarah and the Yishmael and the Yisrael, and how the whole thing fits together, and even till today, right? I mean, it's even till today. Who is the Sarah said, no, Layirash ben Ha'ama Hazois, Himbni im Yitzhak. There's no way that Yishmael is going to inherit this land. Avraham Avinu? Not so sure. He's not so sure. So the Ramban says, if Klal Yisrael is doing their thing, Sarah will be right. If Klal Yisrael is messing up a little bit, Yishmael then has a bit of a Yerusha in this land. So it's all about the Yishmael and the Yishmael and the Yitzhak, these two brothers that went to bury Avraham together. Okay, thank you.